Hello, listeners. This is Seth Goddard, the new Director of Development at Colorado Mountain College, here to bring you CMC Community Stories. Welcome to our inaugural session of what looks to be an endless stream of amazing tales from around our mountain towns and valleys. In studio with me today is the guitar picking, web content editing Frank Guitar Martin. It's good to see you, Frank. I've changed out of my office leathers and put on some sneakers. I feel like I'm on Mr. Rogers' Radio Neighborhood.
That's a lovely cardigan you have on, too.
Thank you. Joining us in studio today is Carbondale's own fire chief and CMC alum, Rob Goodwin.
Hey, glad to be here.
Good to see you, Rob. I know we're all grateful to hear your voice and know that fire season appears to be slowing and hopefully coming to an end.
It does. Hopefully it's slowing, and the end is in sight.
All right. Well, thanks for sitting down with our listeners, Rob. We'll be speaking with Fire Chief Goodwin during the second half of the show. But first, I want to honor all those hardworking students out there from kindergarten through bachelor's degrees who are officially back to school throughout the CMC districts, from Steamboat to Vail Valley and Summit County, Rifle to Leadville, and of course here in the Roaring Fork Valley. I had the pleasure of speaking with CMC's Director of Teacher Education, Liz Qualman, yesterday, who can give us a report on our first wave of elementary school teachers who have graduated with their bachelor's from CMC's Teacher Education Program.
Hi, Seth. How are you? And thanks for having me today. Yes, we are back to school in a number of ways. We just had our first classes at CMC last night, so we're back to school at the college. And then our just newly graduated teachers who are all employed. We had 10 teachers graduate last spring, and 100% of them are employed now in their local communities. And so some of them have already started their school year in their districts, and a few of them are actually reporting back today as their first official day as new teachers in their local district.
Well, that's exciting. So there's 10 teachers, and they've all gone through our four-year program. And I understand that you actually have known some of these teachers for quite a while, since we are such a small community. Can you tell me what it's like to see some of these students that you knew when they were younger go through the program and become teachers themselves?
Sure. So, I mean, as you know, our mountain communities are small communities, and CMC supports so many of them. And so what's nice about living in a small community is you get to know each other really well. And in the school districts, working in school districts make our communities even smaller and more supportive of each other. So, you know, I've been living in Eagle County for over 20 years now, and have been a teacher in the county for 15 plus years. And so when I started, I taught middle school at Berry Creek Middle School. So two of our recent graduates were middle school students in my seventh grade reading class, or my eighth grade English class. So what was really exciting was 5 years ago, those two students also showed up in my first class at CMC teaching they showed up in my multicultural education class. So I, you know, knew them as, you know, teenagers, and then again as adults pursuing the teacher education program, and then have also watched them graduate and get their first jobs in our school district in Eagle County, which is just an amazing, exciting process to see and to know them so well, and to, you know, hear the joys of their accomplishments and how excited they are to be starting school today.
And that must be an interesting experience for a teacher as well, to be sort of a locally grown teacher, as opposed to, you know, being helicoptered in and dropped into a rural community. These teachers actually have grown up and been in their school districts probably for most of their lives. Do you see a difference in that? And was that part of the impetus to begin the teacher education training? Like, where did this idea come from that we should be, you know, sort of raising our own here in our mountain communities? Because you were a part of that beginning time as well for this program, correct?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, a core value of Colorado Mountain College is specifically to serve its communities. So about 7 years ago, the local school districts were surveyed by Colorado Mountain College, what can we do, what do you need? And teacher shortage is not only a dilemma for us here on the Western Slope, but it's also a national dilemma. And so now we are in this process of growing our own professional educators. And so our program was designed specifically to meet the needs of our local districts. So in the beginning, and this was, 7 years ago now, we had representatives from Eagle County, which was me at the time, and then Roaring Fork, also Garfield RE2, and then just some other local community members who were interested in helping to construct a teacher preparation program. So we got together and we looked at some outstanding teacher preparation programs around the country and even in Canada. And we looked at Stanford, we looked at the Betcher program, we looked at some schools in Canada, we definitely looked at Michigan, which is have strong teacher preparation programs. But where we started, which was really interesting about our program, is the very first task that we did as a committee was to go to our Aspen campus to a mindfulness conference with Goldie Hahn and her Hahn Foundation. So we got to sit on our Aspen campus and go through some mindfulness activities, and we actually adopted some of her curriculum into our program because we find that it is a very valuable skill for our students to have and to be present in their learning. And so that was a really fun way to kind of kick off the planning of this particular teacher preparation program.
And was that just a happy accident that happened to be happening on the campus in Aspen at that time?
I think so. I think it was one of those coincidences. And what's great about it is, I personally was so excited because I sat in a session on gratitude and Goldie Hahn was sitting next to me in the session. And I just couldn't believe that, okay, I'm in Aspen. I'm learning about mindfulness. I'm sitting next to Goldie Hahn and, obviously a huge fan of hers and was tickled to hear her talk about, how she had put her career on hold for about a decade, or her acting career, I should say, so that she could really focus on making the lives of children in school better through mindfulness. So, yes, it was a happy coincidence that we started there, but it fits in with this idea of community and supporting our local communities. And, of course, Goldie Hahn is a very well-known community member in Aspen, and that is one of the school districts that we serve in our teacher preparation program.
Wow. Well, I certainly could not be more grateful than knowing that we have locally grown teachers entering our classroom now through this teacher education program. So it's sort of an interesting twist that we come back to a little bit of gratitude here within our communities, because there's really nothing more mindful than experiencing your community and experiencing what it's like to have students grow up in a community and then begin to become teachers there. Well, that's super exciting to hear that we have our first crop out there, fully harvested and ready to teach the youth. Is there anything else you wanted to add? I do know that I understand one of our teachers actually has been in your basement and that there was a beanbag chair incident. Could you share a little bit with our listeners about how a beanbag chair ended up in a classroom?
Sure. So I'm glad you brought that up because I'm just going to put a plug in to our community members. So supporting our student teachers goes beyond, them going attending classes at CMC and then also student teaching in our local districts. Many of them are certainly community members that have lived here a long time, like I mentioned with the middle school students. But then also we have student teachers who move to the Valley and decide that they want to stay here and be teachers in our communities. So, and I should say not our Valley, but like all of our communities, all of our school districts. And so housing is a tremendous challenge for so many people here on the Western Slope. So, in the last year, one of the student teachers in her last year has indeed been living in my basement, and she is still there this year. And, there's certainly part of the basement is a very nice apartment for her, but then there's another part of the basement that has lots of items that have collected down there. And so one was my daughter is now in high school, and she had this cute beanbag that she no longer needed in her teenage room. So so the student teacher had her eye on the beanbag and said, "Can I take that beanbag to my classroom? And will your daughter be okay with that?" And I said, "Oh, I'm sure she won't miss it. Please take it, because your students will probably love that beanbag for many years to come."
Well, clearly it's a family affair. And again, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us how our teachers are going back to school, as well as some of the hardship, fair enough, of living here in the Great Mountain regions. It is one of the reasons why the CMC Foundation has been trying to support our teachers with living wage stipends, along with the state of Colorado. So hopefully, well, actually, it sounds like that program is working out quite well, because we are able to support our teachers in that last sort of expensive year of living before they enter the classroom. Okay, well, Liz, thanks again so much for your time, and I look forward to hearing more stories about our teachers as they continue to educate our youth. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Seth.
We're going to continue now with some more CMC community stories. And in our studio right now, our guest, Carbondale Fire Chief Rob Goodwin.
Hey, how you doing?
Rob, it's great to see you.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Here, far from the front lines of the Lake Christine Fire, you've been involved with CMC since 1987. You were, at that time, a 26-year-old looking for something. What were you looking for?
Well, at that time, I was married and had a few kids, and I worked, like a lot of other people, in the construction business. Drove to Aspen every day, back in the two lane. Frank might remember some of that. And, you know, I found over the years, driving home, driving up there, we'd come up on a car wreck. And, you know, when it was a car wreck, we would stop and get out and try to help. And I found that I didn't know what to do to really help somebody. And, you know, that happened two or three times. And to be honest, the third time it happened, I got out and I just didn't know what to do and was completely frustrated by that. And I went home and told my wife, I said, told her the story of the car wreck. And I said, I didn't know what to do. And that's never going to happen again. I'm going to take an EMT class. So CMC had one coming up, and I signed up and took the class.
Which campus were you at?
It was in Carbondale, believe it or not, in a little building across from Pepino's.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a little bit of a change since then.
I'll say.
And so you started off as an EMT student, and where did you go from there? You're now a fire chief. You certainly had a lot of work between there and...
Yeah, that's true. Again, that was back in 87, and the instructor of the EMT class back then was Barbara Bush. She did it for years, and she was a great instructor. And the madam was also part of the Carbondale Fire Department. She's one of the legendary firefighter medics there. And she was teaching the class. And I think about a week into that class, she came walking up to me with a application to join the Carbondale Volunteer Fire Department, and she looked at me and said, "You're joining." And I went, "Well, okay, I'll see what that's about." And the rest is kind of history. I joined the fire department during that class, and I've loved every minute of it ever since.
Well, it seems like you're someone of a natural born first responder. Take our listeners through a little bit about what that's like to be faced with life as a first responder. How is it that you are able to approach a scenario and determine what needs to be done next when it's, in some cases, life or death, or you just have a large catastrophe in front of you?
Sure. Well, I think there's two pieces to that. When you said natural born first responder, I think you have a just an urge and a passion to act and help somebody or help a situation. And many of the responders that I know are kind of built that way. And I think I am, always have been. As far as responding and making decisions on a incident, large or small, but especially when it's kind of scary to you or you that kind of thing, you really fall back on your experience and, number one, your education. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was you first learned when you're under stress, that's what you're going to fall back on. And that's kind of how it works.
And now a lot of your education was on the job, as well as you went back to school somewhat recently to get your fire science degree from the Edwards campus.
I did. In 2015 and 16, I did that. And I went through Chuck House's program there. And I started off doing some of the hybrid classes, and they were great. And I needed flexibility because I still had a job and my career and things like that. And they provided that. And
so these were the online courses?
It was the hybrid courses. Okay. Like you would do a lot of online work and video conferencing, mm-hmm. and then go to a certain number of the classes physically as well. And so I did a number of those. And then also to complete the degree program, I did a number of online courses as well. And what I found and what I loved about CMC, still do, is if you're willing to put the work in to do this, they provide so much opportunity in so many different ways that you can accomplish your goals. And I'm grateful to CMC for making that available.
Well, we're grateful to you as well. I was looking at our faculty and staff phone list, and I saw that you were on there as an associate professor, I believe, or associate instructor. You're teaching the EMT class now, or you had been in the past?
I've been assisting teaching EMT classes, specifically some of the classes Ron Leach, the previous fire chief, teaches. And I've been helping him teach those. But for years before that, I taught a number of EMT classes with Barb Bush, and then by myself, and then now with Ron. So taught quite a few.
And what was that like when you were going through the fire science program to be, let's say, a senior student? I believe you were joining, I'm sure, younger people. Did you have a camaraderie, though, that was just kind of timeless?
Yeah, I think so. For me, it was great. I got to actually went to a number of classes with younger folks that I know that are working at other fire departments. And so I got to get better relationships with them, get to know them better. And then the other thing is just seeing how much they really wanted to learn this stuff. I may have known a little bit about some of these subjects, but just seeing that really encouraged me to engage and tell what I knew and then learn what I didn't. And I was really drawn to that. Yeah.
And then a lot of, I'm sure some of the students that you were with, or a lot of your colleagues, were of course with you on the nights of July 3rd and 4th this summer, when you were the fire chief in command at the in the Elder Bell station.
Yeah. Well, Chief Thompson, Scott Thompson, was the incident commander, and I ran what's called the operations part, which is you run the fire operations. And it got, as everybody knows, it got pretty sporty that day and very sporty that night. Right. And it was pretty scary. But one of the things I really, looking back at it now, none of it happened by accident. The good things that happened, they had good people who were experienced and in the right place at the right time. And that's the reason it worked.
Yeah, well, I know we are all extremely grateful for the work that went in on those nights. So it's good to see you here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
And now you are, in addition to being a CMC alum, you are also a father and a grandfather.
Yes.
How are the grandkids?
They're awesome. Grandkids are awesome.
Do you give them fire trucks to play with, or?
I give them whatever they want.
The perfect grandfather, right? Of course. All right. Well, here I have in studio with me a printout of, and our listeners can hear the paper, a printout of some of our course catalog information for the fire science degree. And I just wanted to give you a little test here to make sure that you believe you can evaluate flammables, combustible liquids, and solids?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And what would be the first thing that you look for with those?
To evaluate them?
Yeah.
Well, everything in this room is flammable, so
okay.
solids. But I think you look at what it's composed of, and if it's a flammable liquid or something like that, your antenna probably goes up a little more, right? Mm-hmm. Especially if it's something that's there that's exposed to a fire. And understanding all of that, the properties of the things you see, gives you a better idea of what you need to do. Either fairly quickly or we have time.
Fair enough. Good answer. Okay, and our second question. Can you demonstrate an understanding of the administrative workings of a fire department?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Yeah. Perfect. That's the perfect answer. okay, well, I want to touch a little bit on some of your history as well. I know you've been here in the town for quite a while. I understand that you... I don't know if many people know this, but you won a state championship and I believe share the same high school as our technical lead here, Mr. Raleigh Burley, also a CMC alum.
Yes.
And you were, I believe, the offensive lineman or?
Yeah, I was a lineman and a linebacker for Roaring Fork High School. And we were state champs in 77. Yeah.
77.
Yeah.
And, it seems like, you know, you really kind of have to keep your eyes open on those lines. Is there any correlation between that and being a fire chief? I mean, were you learning some of those lessons then? And
I think that's probably true, to try to look over, we call it now situational awareness, and look over. It's one thing we talk about when we look at a fire, especially wildfires. We tell people to... look at the fire, not the flames, right? Because you can, it's kind of candle moth. If you're just looking at the flames, you're not seeing really what the entire fire is doing, where it's going, that kind of thing. So yes, I think you do learn those, that you learn that type of behavior no matter what situation you're in.
Sort of a wide view.
Yes.
Okay. And now you have in front of you a long winter, one would hope.
I hope so.
Are there any concerns that you have with climate change and or whether, you know, I guess the increase in storm frequencies that we may see or the intensity, is that something that you look at and that you think about?
Yeah, it is. I'm concerned. You know, you look at a fire season like this one this year, and I'm concerned that we're going to have another one next year if we don't get winters like we used to, or, you know, and I don't know that we're gonna, if we don't get a good strong winter and a good wet spring, excuse me, we have the potential to have another season like this. And that concerns me. It's not, we'll do our best to prepare for it, but yeah, I hope we have a good solid, at least average winter, you know.
We'll take that. Yeah. That would be a nice change, I think. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and thank you once again for your service and for being the first guest of CMC Community Stories. I hope it was a painless experience.
It's been good. I'm honored you asked. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's an amazing experience for me to look at the long list of alumni that CMC has produced over the 50 years, 51, that we've been in service to the community, and so grateful that it's brought me here in studio with you, and with, of course, Frank Martin on guitar.
Happy to be here.
Thank you, Frank. All right, well, I'm gonna sign out for this edition of CMC Community Stories. Once again, my name is Seth Goddard, the Director of Development at Colorado Mountain College. I invite all of our listeners to stay educated. That seems like a very wise thing to do. And to follow your passion, like our guest here.
Absolutely.
Always keep your eyes out for the full experience. Make sure you know what's coming. And of course, as one of my teachers once told me, If you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own.